Well, Mr. Stang, it was an almost foolproof plan.
Where are you off to now?
We are going to school, aren't we, Pinocchio?
School? Nonsense.
It's time for a vacation. Play all day, no books, no work, just fun. Fox and I know a place just like that, Pinocchio. It's called Holiday Island Amusement Park.
Where a boy can satisfy his urge to stray and stay out after dark. Then come on along to Holiday Island Amusement Park.
He promised his papa that he would come right back.
When I get through with him, his papa will never want to see him. I love to see the little boys running all over Holiday Island, playing games, laughing and singing and eating all the goodies until they turn into donkeys.
When do we get our money for the boy?
You don't get paid until he makes a donkey of himself. Hurry up! All aboard for Holiday Island!
Fasten your seatbelts, kids.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Yes?
This is Bob, special investigator for the phone call.
Bob. You remember Bob?
This will be the greatest show you ever had on your network, and that gives me another idea.
He conducted lotteries. Legal ones, of course.
Yeah, right.
He went to New York to seek his fortune.
I got lucky in New York. I became a showman. We set up a carnival tent on Broadway.
Yes, folks, this isn't any cheap X-rated movie or any fifth-rate porno play. This is the show you want. The cavalcade of perversions. The sleaziest show on earth. Not actors, not paid imposters, but real, actual filth who have been carefully screened in order to present to you the most flagrant violation of natural law known to man. These assorted sluts, fags, dykes, and pimps know no bounds. They have committed acts against God and nature, acts that by their mere existence would make any decent person recoil in disgust. What you will see inside of this tent will make you literally sick.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Literally.
We are. I must ask you to remember that this exhibit is being presented solely in the interests of education and science. This creature.
Oh, my God.
Hi, big boy. It's Reverend Susan the Floozy.
Once again, there's noodles in Bob's throw-up.
According to the laundromat bulletin board, you guys are looking for a new cooch dance. You got your new chara right here.
Milk. Where's the meat?
Oh, Christ, Flues. Don't oversell it or they're going to smell the Limburger.
And how?
It is the sexiest show on earth. It is Carney Girl, the adult film that pulled no punches. Now, for the first time on any screen, Carney Girl shot entirely on location, on the midways, in the dressrooms and tents of an actual carnival. We take you behind the scenes.
That doesn't sound like a circus.
It didn't look much like a circus either.
It was part museum, part circus, part theater, and part sideshow.
Golly. Come on, kids, come on, see the sideshow. The wonders of the world right inside. Come on, you'll see Madame Patchouli, the oil woman. You'll see the tattooed man, the mule-faced boy. You'll see the fat lady eat a pound and a quarter of organic chicken liver right before your very eyes. Come on, the show's about to begin.
This better be worth it.
I think it's perverse.
Perverse, young lady? Just the word. Step right through the gate. Come on, step.
And now, the stupendous straw man, Crunchy Granola, will pick up a sailor.
The owner of a 1968.
The great predictor looks into the future and, yes, I see. I predict that marijuana will be legal in 19.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was born of normal parents, but I am a freak of medical science. I was born as you see me now, half hip and half straight. You say, ugh, be thankful you are not like me. You see on the one side the long hair, the bushy beard, on the other the crew cut. You see the right side of my body stoned on grass, the left side drunk. The right side of my body goes on peace marches. The left side throws rocks.
Ah! Well, get out of here!
Hey!
Meanwhile...
Jeez, there's that smell again. Oh, what's taking her so damn long? Yeah, Flues, come on. You could have taken all night. Damn it, evil Susie. He's going to be back any second. You're going to queer the whole deal.
Yeah, no deal's queerer than you, toots. So, what's the news? You got the job?
Looks like the coot show is all full up, but that guy with the eczema was going to check on an opening for me.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and he said it was something special. Something befitting my status for a change.
Well, Lottie freaking duh.
Just make sure you get us some decent scratch, because I got to get some new panties and porn. Funny how they both seem to wear out at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good to be back in the limelight again.
Jesus!
Yeah, don't screw it up.
Oh, hey, Lester. So, what's the verdict?
All right, I need you.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I can manage a few extra bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $7 or $8 a week. Just for you.
Just for
don't
me?
Don't tell the other girls, huh?
Wow.
How's that? Let's drink.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and I swear you're not going to regret this. This is the start of a beautiful career.
Here, here.
So, what's with the donkey?
American inventiveness. Just follow me to a once-in-the-universe experience. Come one, come all, and see.
What?
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 Now wait, now wait. Is there anyone out there who can, in all honesty, say that he doesn't want to see all, doesn't want to hear all, does not want to understand?
That's reality.
What will all this cost us?
Don't you worry, don't you worry. I'll take care of everything as sure as my name is
Dobbs.
Now, is there anyone else out there?
Watch out for this guy. He can be your friend or your enemy.
Do I hear anyone at all? So let's have a look, shall we? Okay, then, just step along. Step along with progress.
Oh, what comes first?
A plane spraying crops with insecticides. Another great American invention. Chemicals to protect the nation's crops.
But what happens when the use of these chemicals is not properly controlled?
Don't you worry, don't you worry.
Or when certain insects become immune to the latest chemicals.
Don't you worry about a thing. Hurry, hurry, right this way to the greatest life on earth.
One day, when I was walking down the street, I came upon the weirdest carnival and the weirdest people to meet. Strangest forms I saw doing stranger things must have been water. It was a carnival. Try saying that twice. It's a tongue twister, and it doesn't sound real nice. Carnal carnival. Carnal carnival. Carnal carnival. Carnal carnival. There were dog boys there,
There was even the jelly man there. And he had something to say. He walked up to me and he said, I looked at Jelly Man and I told him the orthodontist he could go to for his particular problem. Because I knew Jelly Man saw sex as my gift. Which is probably why I belong at the Colonel Carnival. It's a tongue twister, let me tell ya. Colonel Carnival. Doing all sorts of strange, unnatural, sexual things. Carnal, carnal. Sheep ladies doing things to chicken men. Carnal, carnal. Doing weird things. Peanuts and candy floss. Carnal, carnal. You don't want to get that on you, boy. I don't want to sit on the merry-go-round. You don't know where that thing's been. Carnal, carnal. You don't want to even try the joy buzzer. Carnal, carnal. But the clowns are pretty straightforward. I think they were Jehovah's Witnesses or something. But they still came to the carnal, carnal. Still a tongue twister, no matter how many ways you say it. You, yes, you, the audience out there enjoying the carnival. You try saying it 10 times fast. Carnival, carnival, carnival. See, I can't even do it twice. That's what makes it sicker than most. You can't even say it. It's unpronounceable, unthinkable, undoable. Carnal, carnival.
That's the Carney code.
Doggies.
But we don't get paid until he eats so much that he turns into a donkey.
Well, let's start feeding him.
Who's ready? Who's ready?
Come on, everybody. Breakfast is ready.
Wow, it's a machine that makes carnival food at home.
Endorsed by the American Carney Association.
Dare I pour caramel over the cotton candy?
I don't know which I've been looking forward to the most, the fair or your cooking, Mother.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Mother. Well, I've got to be running along. I'm late. Will I meet you for lunch?
The Westinghouse building. Supposing we all meet there.
No.
You won't kill me.
There you go. There you go.
The carnival!
We need money fast!
Carnival time! Here's money, kids! Take what you need!
Yay! I want to see Lobster Boy and Shrimp Girl!
I want some fried sugar!
Slides and roller coaster rides unending. First you hold your breath, and then you're scared to death descending.
And they've got more animals in every cage than Noah had on his ark. And so come on along to Holiday Island. Why not join the throng on Holiday Island? Yes, come on along to Holiday Island Amusement Park.
At your feet, every sweet you can eat.
Every toy that a boy could enjoy.
You can have a ball where they have thrown out all the school books.
You can have a ball where they have ruled out all the rule books.
Where a boy can disobey and break the law and call it all a lark. So come on along to Holiday Island,
where the boys and girls are always smiling.
Yes, come on along to Holiday Island Amusement Park.
You can play charcuterie every day.
Lots of treasure,
loads of leisure.
And don't delay if you want to hear a barker bark. Or should you wish to see a sparkle spark?
Well, then come on along to Holiday Island Amusement Park.
Here we are! Everybody out!
Oh boy! Holiday Island!
Oh God!
Come on in. You got about 3 minutes now left to catch the puke eater. He'll lap it right up for you. He loves it.
It's weird. It's sickening. I'm not going to Pine Street to see someone puke.
Yeah, but they got puke eaters, lesbians, mental patients and stuff.
Come on. You'll see two actual queers kissing each other like lovers on the lips. These are actual queers.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. A-level frustration
is nowhere near the hole.
This president is a realist.
Which nobody can deny.
You're either with us or against us.
It's amazing. Yes, it's amazing. But I don't see your head spinning yet at the speed of 186,000 miles a second. Well then, folks.
Monkey!
Chinese monkeys climbing up ropes, trident chasing antelopes.
Meanwhile,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from under the big top at Mixed Junior Clown School, home of the celebrated Red Nose, welcome to Gingerbrook Fair. In today's story, students will be arriving from all around to earn the most honored award given only to the most worthy clowns, the famous Red Nose. Mick and Miss Missy are even now preparing for a whole new class of students.
Bring me something strong, something I can get off on.
You're not ready yet? Jesus, it's time to go. You come on in a few minutes.
No.
Well, suppose the cops get here. What then? You can't keep this set up very long. Will suppose you? Somebody reports it.
Will you stop badgering me? My nerves already are requisite to your nagging.
Your nagging.
I'm ready. All I have to do is slip into my outfit.
And what else?
We've done this thing enough times before. We don't have to worry about anything happening.
But the cops, all we need is one pork chop patrolman on the beat who happens to start nosing around.
They never bust anybody until the show's over, and by then... Ricky, where's my medicine? Which ones are these?
Your diet medication, madam.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Ricky, darling.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, lappy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz. By the bowl, clowns. Send in the clowns.
And old lady here.
Now, who is it?
Gracious, there's someone at the door now.
Good morning, ma'am. We're here to sign up as your new students.
I'm here to earn the red nose.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to be a clown, hey?
Yeah.
Good.
It was a toss-up between being a brain surgeon or a clown. So I decided to be a clown.
Well, why's that, Matthew?
Well, everybody knows that laughter's the best medicine.
Wait until you see my wonderful tricks and stunts.
And, sir, you won't believe my spectacular double flip-flop and a twist.
Hold on. You don't get a red nose for how well you do your tricks and stunts.
No?
Oh, no. You see, it's what's in your heart that counts. If you want more bounce to the ounce.
Oh, Christ.
I like that song.
I remember when I was young, I would sometimes hear grown-up people laugh, and I wasn't sure why they were laughing. So some of those times, I just began to act silly and be a clown.
A clown, a clown, I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown.
This could be bad advice.
Agreed.
Hi there. I'm Ronald McDonald.
I was walking on the ground. I didn't make a sound. Then I turned around and I saw a clown. Had a frown, stood on a mound, started barking like a hound. When I came to it, I found he showed me something that was brown. So we became great friends, and late in life, he got sick. I gave him some soup, but he got worse. It asked for its purse. It got it, but it was empty, so it cried aplenty. I wondered what to do. I didn't know what to think, so I got a drink. And then I showed it something that was round. Then it died, smiled, fell on the ground. About those days with the clown, I get teary-eyed and really snide. I think that deep down, I hated that clown, but not as much as Mr. Farr. I'm gonna go smoke a cigar. Sound, and then I turned around. I saw a clown. Clown. Clowny clown. Clown. I hate you, clown. Your ugly frown. Smiley lips. I think I'll clip you across the nose, clown. With the cigar, I'll get you real far. Like Mr. Farr, get it? Mr. Farr? Clown. Clown. See what his cigar will do? Clown. Ugly clown.
So what do you think, big guy?
Well, there sure are a lot of clowns.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a bunch of clowns trying to make you laugh.
Look, a giraffe! Look, a fish!
Clowns.
I hate clowns, I got no butt, I hate their stupid clothes. The little bikes they ride and the red ball on their nose.
cavalcade of perversion? I read about that in the morning paper.
Big ass suits, squinty flowers!
Sometimes I feel all good inside and haven't got a thing to hide. My friends all tell me I'm the best. They think I'm better than the rest. It's times like this I act myself, and I let the clown stay on the shelf. Myself, myself, I think I'll be myself. I think I'll let the people see the comfortable inside of me. Myself, I'll be myself. It's only when I feel let down, I might be scared into a clown. But he can be himself when I can be myself. Myself, I think I'll be myself. It's a lot easier just being myself now.
Sick, man. Sick.
Wow, the tooth chipper.
Come on, ride the accident. Come on, how about you, little girl? That's
me
it.
First.
Step right in. Ride the accident.
Mommy, I had an accident.
You reek of it. How do we know that?
You're entering Bummerland. May we direct your attention to the world's greatest roller coaster, the Downer. You are entering Bummerland. May we direct your attention to your own inadequacies. Be sure to visit your own mother in genuine styrofoam.
No smoking, eating, or snorting.
All right, step right up and ride the Downer, the most exciting.
I'll buy a ticket.
A bright young man, yes, the most you say. One more, step right through the gate. Okay, all aboard, can't ride without a ticket. Ride the Downer, step right in. Okay, close it up.
Hi there, I'd like to say some insurance.
No, the Rolling Stones last night.
Yes, and he'll be president again.
Okay, honey, okay. We got your order. Okay, honey, it takes time to cook, you know? We cook everything for order, honey.
Empty your suitcase on the counter.
Okay, honey, it's cooking.
Greetings from the president.
That number is listed in your directory.
I just asked for a trim.
I'm afraid you got big C. You gotta get that waterbed out of here.
We've been going over your tax return, and,
this is what you ordered, honey.
The doctor said all you have to do is come in for a shot.
All right, step right up and ride the Downer.
Now, if you'll get out of my way.
But it doesn't look safe, and the guy running it looks a little seedy. No offense.
None taken.
He's not just some guy, Marge. He's a carny, and part of a noble tradition. Carnies built this country. The carnival part of it, anyway. And though they may be rat-like in appearance, they are truly kings among men.
Okay, let's go, Fatty.
Yes, sir.
You must be this slack to ride this way.
Oh, my heart!
The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
Shout!
Charlene.
Ray.
I was just thinking. You know what I want to always do? I always want to build me a pier. You know, we could build a whole midway down there. Wouldn't that be something? We'll get some fortune tellers around there. And something I've always loved since I was a kid, a shooting gallery.
Oh, Ray.
Rifles and pistols and... Yeah, we'll put machine guns in there. You know, something real special. And, well, maybe we can get some of them bumper cars, you know, and a big old Ferris wheel all lit up. Can't you see it now?
Sure,
wouldn't that
Ray.
Be something? And we could bring in some of them wild African animals. You know, not just the big ones either, but some little ones, them little moles and whatnot, and them snakes and all that sort of thing. Get the big giraffes in there, too, and some of them little cockroaches and bug displays and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Shoot. I bet them fellas from the mine start rolling in like crazy. They'll fire. We'd probably get the banking crowd down there. You know what I'm saying? Really fill her up. Lots of music and stuff. And shoot, that place would get so packed, I bet we could even open her up and build a patio right on the back there. String out them lights, tearing that back. Can you just see it sitting there back there drinking a big tumbler of a nice, cool little gin and tonic?
That's beautiful, Ray.
Yep. Wouldn't that be something? You know, we could,
Ray.
You know, we could have down there, since we had the pier right near the river, some water ride. Wouldn't that pack them in? That'd bring them in like gangbusters.
Sounds great.
Me. Then everybody loves a water ride. I sure do. I haven't been on one in years. They got nothing like that around here. You know that, Charlene. We're starting to open up now. Once we get the water rides in, I think the next project that I'd like to do is just build a sweet little gazebo. And we get one of them little marching bands, and they all dress up in uniforms and play that brass and everything. So everyone's running around the rides, and we got the little brass band playing down there. And you got your water rides, and... Oh, no. You know what I'm going to build down there? A parachute jump. My brother's in the Army told me all about that. A lot of fun. You just hustle up on this big pole. You hop right off, the parachute open, let you down a little string right down next to the gazebo. I go, they're going to put it over that way. I might put it over to the left. I ain't sure yet, but starting to get crowded. And if we can back the other way, you know what I like? A 24-hour day, 12-month a year, ice skating rink. They ain't had nothing like that around here. I love to get out on a pair of skates. Because we're going to get one of them big organs in there with the pipes and all that sort of thing. And you hear the tiger growl and the pipe going and the marching band doing everything. And
Ray.
You know what? If we open that parachute jump right up above the ice skating rink, you got strap on a pair of skates and drop right on down to... You know what I just thought of?
What?
One of the funniest stories I ever heard is about the fellas who jump out of the plane when the chute don't work, because you always carry an extra one. There's nothing to worry about. But that minute of panic right there, you see it all flash before your eyes. We could have a thing rigged up where it's called a safety chute. You know what I'm saying? So you jump off, the chute don't work, you're dropping 1,000,000 feet a minute, you're getting all shook up, and poof, look like a baby right down to the ice. Wouldn't that be something, Charlene?
Ray.
This is my dream, and I know it's going to come true, because I ain't playing no games with you now. You know what I'm talking about? Something big here. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm a dreamer,
it is
Charlene.
Crazy.
A whole new life, Charlene.
Ray, you're a dreamer.
Yes, I am a dreamer.
Fear. Fear in the pit of your stomach. No surgeon can save you. No bromo can soothe you. Do you dare enter the screamatorium of Dr. Frightmarestein? Only 2 tickets left.
2 tickets? Oh, what a break.
This isn't very scary.
I think that one's broken.
Go ahead and lick that frog.
That was just confusing.
Welcome, seekers.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
But I was supposed to be the good fairy.
I'm afraid of her. I try not to let her know, but I am. I've seen her in action for too many years.
She didn't used to be such a monster. When I met her... 1963. She was just an ordinary shoplifter. With lots of fun inside. She taught me all the ropes. Dog napping, phony credit cards, blackmail, swindling, drug dealing. But then she got really shaky, you know? She became so hostile. Then she got really bad. She killed a cop. It was really stupid.
Step right up. Okay, come on. Dump the cop.
3 baseballs for a quarter. Hit the bullseye and watch him fall in the water. Come on, you.
Yeah, here's my quarter.
Get ready for a bath, pig.
You're the one who needs a bath, you hippie weirdo. Why don't you cut your hair? You'd be able to see, freako.
Another minute, I'll see you in the water.
You freako commie. If you were a real American, you'd know how to throw a baseball. You'd be a... Oh!
Sit down, soap pig.
What's my prize?
Prize? You're under arrest for assaulting a police officer.
From that day on, if she gets to kill a cop, it's one of her most satisfying days.
So, Flues, how's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid it didn't work out again.
Aw, jeez. Why do I even bother believing in you? You can't do anything right.
This time it was because I was too good for the job.
Why don't you go ask the guy with the eczema if there's something else you could do around here? Jeez.
Yeah, there was something that he mentioned that I might be able to do, but I think I'd have to learn a foreign language for that one.
Yeah, what? English?
No. They want me to learn how to speak geek practically overnight.
don't worry, Flues. You just may have found your calling.
I never saw anybody more determined to be a geek than you are.
Gee, you really think so?
A geek, of course, is a man who lies in a cage on a bed of filthy straw in a carnival freak show and bites the heads off live chickens and makes subhuman noises. Do you know exactly when you started to be a geek? He said. I knew exactly when the downward dive of my life began.
An attraction. Now, what kind of an attraction? Come on, hurry up, I'm busy. Of course, I understand a man in your position. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Sheik Abracadabra, a top money mint reader. Sorry, brother, I'm all full up. Anyway, I don't hire no boozers. Me? You smell like you just climbed out of a beer vat. Go on, beat it. Please, just give me a chance, mister. I'm an old carny hand, and I'll tackle anything. Come in. Sit down. Would you like a snort? Oh, yeah. Very refreshing. Thank you, sir. All I need is a fly and a bridge table. I can hang my banner on the edge of the fly. If I could have a small advance to purchase this show is too high class for a mid-camp. Besides, palmistry always gets you in trouble with the law. Well, I'm pretty good at magic, too, sir. Magicians are a dime a dozen nowadays. Would you like another? Go ahead. Anyway, I never fool with an act unless it's got something sensational. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Wait. I just happened to think of something. I might have a job you can take a crack at.
Who's down the freaks?
Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
Of course, it isn't much, and I'm not begging you to take it, but it's a job. Well, that's all I want. Anyway, it'll keep you in coffee and cakes, bottle every day, place to sleep it off in. What do you say? Anyway, it's only temporary, just until we can get a real geek. Geek? You know what a geek is, don't you? Yeah. Sure, I know what a geek is. Do you think you can handle it? Mister, I was made for it.
Excellent.
All right, now this geek bit is pretty straightforward. You just bite the heads off the chickens and take a bow. Go on, give it a try.
You're the luckiest chicken in the world.
Remember, big smiles.
My chicken is the star of the show.
Do I like chicken?
Does it matter?
I guess not.
Thank you, guys.
Just a minute, just a minute. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see something that'll make your eyes pop right out of your head. Because of so-called guardians of public decency, we are not permitted to describe to you in any way the hardcore, live, in-person monstrosity that we have with us tonight.
This creature, there he is, the geek. He has puzzled the foremost scientists of Europe and America. Is he the missing link? Is he man or beast? Some have pronounced him man, but beneath that shaggy mane of hair lies the brain of a beast. Look, if he should as much as sink his teeth into my arm, nothing on this round green earth could save me. Now, folks, it's feeding time.
I got two characters I bet you'd like to meet. Their names are Mush Mouse and Pumpkin Puss. How'd you like to meet them?
Mush Mouse and Pumpkin Puss. How you doing, Mush Mouse? How you doing, Pumpkin Puss? I love you two guys. I love you so much. But this world is a horror. You don't want to live here. I'm going to save you from this. I'm going to give you royal sanctuary in the kingdom of heaven.
That event was the most painful subject imaginable to me. I could not bear to think about it again, so I said to Larkin, looking him in the eye at last, "In the name of mercy, please leave this poor man alone." He was elated. "I touched a nerve, didn't I?" "You touched a nerve," I said.
"Now, folks, you haven't seen anything yet. Step in closer, please. The greatest demonstration of fire manipulation the world has ever seen.
In addition to being a fire eater, I am also a rain drinker and a wind breaker. First, I will demonstrate the breaking of a wind."
There's my cue. God, someone ripped a hog.
I exhibited her in New York and Boston with great success. When her business fell off, someone published a letter in the paper calling her a fake.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's all it took. People who hadn't seen her came in to make up their own minds, and those who had came back for a second look.
What are you looking at?
Business was booming again. Yes, sir. It pays to advertise.
And
on the midways, in the dressing rooms and tents of an actual carnival, we take you behind the scenes. We show you the girls, naked, raw, real, as they grind out a living. We strip the girls and the sellers of girls and bring them to you in living flesh and in color. See men driven to rape by the lust for carny girl. Starved, frustrated men driven to frenzy at the sex market on the carnival midway. You will be there to witness sights and sounds never before filmed. Cooch girls turned on by drugs drive men on a sex trip. Barkers who force young girls to perform the most depraved sex acts before they are hired for his low-down cooch show. Peeping toms who blow their minds at the sight of the naked sex pots. See the orgy of the sex-happy chicks. See the lustful lesbians at work and at play. See the playful perverts in an orgy that never ends. You will see the sexy, sultry, seductive sirens of the skin show on the outside as they belly and on the inside as they twist and turn without a stitch. You will come with us and see what really happens behind the scenes in the private sex lives of the carny girls. If you shock easily, Carny Girl is not for you. It's strictly rated S, a picture for broad-minded adults only. Carny Girl, all in color, coming soon to this theater. Carny Girl, the story of a young, innocent country girl lured by the bright lights of the carnival. hired by Russ, the cynical barker, to perform lewd dances for the sex-crazy customers of a traveling carnival show. You will witness the corruption of a young girl as she becomes a lesbian, a junkie, and an alcoholic. Lost forever to normal love, she becomes the sex slave of all who work for the carny.
Uh-oh.
Carny girls who know no shame stop at nothing.
During your stay in Conception Land, be sure and visit our attractive whorehouse.
You do control yourself a little better. You're gonna make it. I'll tell you, just not gonna make it. I mean, I've bad enough doing these things week after week.
Oh,
but just making it worse for yourself and making everybody else nervous.
I wish somebody'd stop and think about me once in a while.
You're getting on my nerves. The whole show's getting on. You can't do it anymore. I'm out of here.
What are you, chicken?
If it wasn't for me, he'd still be back in Boston doing poodle nappings from his old bitches. And if it wasn't for me, all the other people in this show would still be on the street, snatching persons, committing sex crimes. And if it wasn't for me, you'd be in jail.
Do you want a tranquilizer?
I don't need any tranquilizers.
But as far as the police are concerned, you're the one who's going to end up in jail because killing people isn't too bright when we're doing this kind of thing.
Ah, I should have killed them all. I wish I could go back there right
you
now.
You think that makes me afraid of you? Do you think that makes me listen to your ranting and raving? Well, let me make one thing clear. If you can't control yourself a little better, the jig's up and the show's over. The police aren't stupid.
Aren't stupid.
That's right. They know we're not stopping here. They know that the last three shows we've done, something's happened. You are wanted for murder now, and they usually catch murderers.
Oh, and how about Sharon Tate? How about that?
I told you never to mention that again.
Jesus,
I don't remember anything about that. I do not remember it, and I will not mentioning it.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I haven't forgotten. Had yourself a real ball that night, kid.
Stop it.
Yes, there is. Very little orgy.
You were there.
But I didn't do what you did.
Shut up!
P.I.A.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface.
Yeah, but when I did that, they couldn't see the donkey.
We'll make her one of us. A loving cup.
We accept a one of us. We accept a one of us.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Hey, what the hell?
Gobble, gobble. I'd like to
make you one of the five peacocks. Oh, I'm so relieved I finally found my niche here. You guys are freaking great. Whoops, sorry. Oh, but I almost forgot about Evil Susie. I haven't seen her in a while. Oh, I hope she found some way to entertain herself. She really needs to unwind.
Mr. Barnum said she was 161 years old.
He called her the greatest natural and national curiosity in the world. Is that all true? Was she a fake?
Judge for yourself.
All set?
Ladies and gentlemen, the big show's about to start. Get your tickets here for the big show. Hurry! Hurry!
Hurry on in, folks, because there's not much time left to see the complete show. We got it all, and it's all about to be seen. You will witness the actual smut sessions of a pornographer and his slut of a girlfriend as she, in all of her naked depravity, exposes her sacred reproductive organs to the ever-probing eye of the flash camera.
I don't have a bad side, do I?
Now who's the filthy sleazebag, huh?
Total loss is not something to hide.
give in to the big sleep inside. Not yet. Because there are pretty folks out there waiting to hear from you. Yes, the Subgenius Foundation at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Carny Girls, where the best show is never seen by the customer. Carny Girl, where anything goes, in scenes of erotic love never before permitted on the screen. It's all brought to you raw, naked, uncensored. Carny Girls, they know no shame. Now for the best run on any screen.
Shut your mouth! Sideshow! Go on about your business! Go on about your business! Go on, get out of here! Turn off that light, I said!
You won't kill me!
There you go!
Oh, Daddy!
I was forced to close the show and auction the costumes and animals. It was a sad day.
I hope you're satisfied now.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is over!
That's what I call a jumbo circus.
Well, it was all over. The big opening day had come to a close, and our six young friends were one step closer to the red nose. Who could tell what adventures lay ahead of them? What exciting things did the future hold?
No.
One thing is certain, this is only the beginning. Tune in next time for another exciting episode.
Oh, well, it looks like this whole dog and prairie squid show's pulling out of town, but... it's not like I don't have work. The clown left me with a shovel and this check for a gazillion dollars. So I guess I'm flush. Oh, that really made it worthwhile listening to all the crap I had to put this show together, like, oh, some lame kid's album of Pinocchio full of so many pops I couldn't get them all out. And, oh, Carny Girl... Conception Land Corporation. Yes, they were great. Without them, we couldn't have been riding the downer. A little bit of madness. Jehovah Hates Fred telling us about the Carnal Carnival. Carnal Carnival. Carnival Carnival. Man, they're right. Oh, a little clip from the beginning of Satan in High Heels with a carny intro. Unfortunately, Grayson Hall from Dark Shadows wasn't in that part yet as the lesbian club owner. Oh, and then Tin Huey told us all about the Chinese circus. A little bit from the Gingerbrook Fair Clown LP, another one of those vile kids things. And then the highly lubricious Mr. Rogers. He wanted to be a clown, but he wound up being himself. Dead. Oh, and Crispin Glover, always a favorite here. Oh, and the Jackie Papers. They were telling us about why they hated clowns. And, yeah, if it sounded familiar, that was the Pink Lincoln's frontman, Chris Barrows, in his bold experiment at putting together a girl punk band, the Jackie Papers. What the hell was he thinking? Oh, and a little bit of Bill Hicks. That Charlene thing. Don't hold me to it, but as far as I can remember, that was Joe Frank, who's always excellent anyway, so he always deserves props. Oh, and the old B-movie with the magician winding up becoming a geek. I have no idea where that was from, but it was on the Joe Coleman picture disc called Infernal Machine, along with a live sample of some of his performance art, biting the heads off a mush mouse and pumpkin puss. I see that a lot around my place. A little bit from a Tupperware musical about the life of P.T. Barnum. A little bit of Nash the Slash at the end there with Pretty Folks. And I couldn't have done it without the Simpsons and, oh, yes, yes, fine subgenius entertainment. John Waters' Multiple Maniacs with David Lockery and Divine talking about the cavalcade of perversion. Oh, our shows have a lot in common. But I guess I better get to work.
And how?
So is Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatic see us out? Remember, Seekers, until the next time the carnival rolls into town, to roll one and praise Bob. Good night, Seekers. Sunday school.
Dad, well, maybe we weren't tied down with a family.
Yeah, we could start our own game where people throw ducks at balloons and nothing's the way it seems.